He wants you to know that he's pleased with you. He's pleased with your faithfulness. He's pleased with your efforts. The struggles are not in vain. The difficulties that you've been through, it's not for no reason. It's not a waste of time. And while he didn't bring the struggle, he didn't bring the difficulty or the hardships into our lives, he's used that to prove us, and he's pleased with our faithfulness today. So what's in my heart this morning is we've brought him pleasure. He's pleased with the prayer center, with the people of the prayer center, with the work of the prayer center. He's pleased with those who've been faithful. He says, for those who have struggled, I'm not displeased, not angry, I'm not disappointed. But I continue to beckon you, call you. Come unto me. Come to the next place of my spirit. Receive of me and walk close. And see that I have for you something far greater than anything you could accomplish in your own strength or in your own time. So as you give your life to me, as you give your time to me, as you give your efforts unto me, you'll see that I'll bring my grace and I'll multiply those efforts with my power, my anointing, and you'll see that by my spirit, you'll be able to accomplish the things that you've only dreamed of and thought could never come to pass. So to those who have been faithful, continue. Be faithful. To those who have struggled and those who have hit obstacles, yield yourself to me. Give up your own fleshly efforts and allow me by my spirit to help you. And you'll see that you too can walk in the freedom and the anointing that I have provided for those who are faithful unto me.